KXC News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Minnesota prosecutors filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to force the federal government to turn over evidence in the fatal shootings of Alex Preti and Renee Good and the wounding of Julio Cesar Sosa Celis. The Minnesota Reformer reports the lawsuit is the latest and most aggressive in a series of actions taken by Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty and Attorney General Keith Ellison. The evidence sought includes the car in which Good was killed, the names of the agents who killed Preti, and the guns in all three cases, as well as interviews with federal agents and Preti's cell phone. Federal and local authorities usually coordinate closely in criminal investigations. Ellison and Moriarty say they are stepping into uncharted territory by suing the federal government for access to evidence. In the lawsuit, officials argued the government acted illegally by ignoring past demands for evidence and is violating the 10th Amendment. Parents, teachers, and community members urged Bemidji area schools to keep J.W. Smith Elementary School open at a public hearing Tuesday. Larissa Donovan was there and has more.
As Bemidji Area Schools looks to trim $3 million from its budget to avoid further deficit spending, its school board is considering closing J.W. Smith Elementary, the district's oldest school building and one that largely serves Native American students. Around 100 people were in the Bemidji High School Commons area as the board was questioned on what was described as balancing the budget at the expense of some of the district's most vulnerable students. Many commenters urged the district to consider offloading other properties to address the district's excess space issue. Here's local realtor and Bemidji City Council member Mark Dickinson.
I know that an empty J.W. Smith is not a very marketable piece of property if the school district decided to sell it.
American Indian Parent Advisory Committee member Jamie Cobanese urged the board to keep the school open as its walkability near Bemidji's Old Town makes it accessible to families dealing with housing instability or lack of transportation.
For many Native students, successes in school is grounded in relationships, consistency, and a sense of belonging. At J.W. Smith, students have those connections with staff, peers, and families.
The Bemidji School Board is expected to vote on the closure of JW at a special meeting Monday. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The appearance of a road closed sign in the popular Cuyuna Country State Recreation Area is causing some confusion in the community. In early March, the sign appeared on Overburden Road on the west end of the rec area. Taped to the bottom was a notice from the DNR. It said the road, the Galloping Goose Mountain Bike Trail, and surrounding areas were temporarily closed because of a private party's actions. The DNR stated it was working to reopen the area. Galloping Goose is one of the most popular trails, and Overburden Road is a key access point to other trails and mine pit lakes. Aubrey Koop is the executive director of the Cuyuna Lakes Chamber of Commerce. She says the community reaction to the closure was swift.
I think in general, everyone's got the same concerns on whether or not this can impact the tourist season.
But 2 weeks later, the DNR is now saying it was a mistake. In an email Friday, Parks and Trails Director Ann Pierce wrote the signs were put up due to spring thaw conditions. She says the other notice was placed in error. Quote, we regret any confusion this erroneous signage may have created.
We are as confused as everybody.
Tim Prinson and his wife Dawn own June Lake LLC, the private party involved. Since 2024, the Minneapolis couple has been planning to build rental cabins on landlocked parcels they lease in the rec area. But the DNR denied the Princeton's request for an easement to access the property, arguing it would, quote, cause significant adverse natural resource management impacts. June Lake LLC also controls 1/24 of the parcel that Overburden Road runs through. They asked the DNR in February to close access to the parcel and post no trespassing signs. The DNR again said no. Prinson says they're working on a legislative fix and are waiting to post no trespassing signs at the legislator's request. You can dive deeper into this story at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.